Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina, and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts, Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Why, hello, and welcome to episode 84 of the Function Get Options Podcast, the irreverent, fun advice show about your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver with my friend, my co-patriot, my buddy, Mr. Kyle Maurer. Say hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. How is my buddy Adam on this fine day?
It's not about me. It's about our guest. We have a guest.
Woohoo!
The one, the only, Sarah Dunn.
Hello, guys.
Welcome
Good
back.
Morning.
Welcome back to the show. It's been a while since you've been on. Love having you back on the show.
I love
being here, except that it is 8:30 in the morning.
What?
Where do you live? Because it's like noon where I'm at.
Yeah, interesting use of time zones. No, I'm in Michigan, as is Kyle, but this whole 8:30 on a Saturday thing kind of threw me for a loop this morning as I accidentally slept in, but I made it. Here I am. My notes are prepped. I'm ready with some options.
Awesome. So with that said, what is new in your life? How is Michigan for you? Are you in the vortex?
Michigan is cold. To be honest, I got to be totally, totally honest with your listeners. I did not leave my house from Monday to Wednesday this week.
So 2 days.
Okay.
Like 3 solid days.
Yeah.
Did not leave. Did not have a reason to leave. Actually got all ready for my meetings on Tuesday and they all got canceled because nobody wanted to be out on the roads in the cold. And so I am pretty stir crazy, and I think I'm going to just make up something to go do today because I can't handle another day in my house.
It's a lot warmer today. Isn't that great? I think that's cool. I was practically celebrating this week. Like, I am almost unaffected by this extreme weather, even though I may be the only person still working in Jackson. My life goes on. And it's just fine. I have these luxuries and I'm appreciating them that even though we're in the midst of some of the craziest weather that I can remember ever experiencing, my life just cruises right on. And maybe I don't go out as much as I would otherwise, but it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. What about the dog? You have a dog, Sarah. How did you deal with the dog going potty?
Oh my gosh, she's so mad. So I have a 23-pound French bulldog, and not only is she small, but she's also a princess. And I opened the door. It was probably on Sunday when it really, the temperatures really started dropping. She said she needed to go out. I opened the door and she just looked at it and was like, no. So after it snowed a little bit, a couple days later, I was like, okay, I got to make this. Not that she didn't go out for a couple days. She eventually went out. But after it snowed a lot, I said, you know what? This is really awful for her. It's cold. We've got about a foot of snow. And so I actually shoveled a path through my entire backyard so that she could get her to her favorite place that she likes to go. So I didn't shovel the driveway, didn't shovel the front walk, but I did shovel a path through my backyard for my dog.
Right. Okay.
That's funny.
The struggle is real. You know, pets got to get out.
They do.
I feel
they
for do. Her.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's why cat people are like, haha, we have cats. You know.
They're fine.
Right.
Adam, how are you surviving?
Oh,
this isn't Southern California where you are anymore.
It's not. And then for here, I mean, it was cold. It's been cold. It wasn't where you, we didn't have anything negative. Our coldest was about 15, 16, fair, above zero. That was with the wind chill. You know, it was like 24, 25, but 15, 16 with wind chill. And it was like, I mean, a couple layers. I mean, I was still going out and working out every morning for the past, you know, week, whatever. But it was nothing compared to like the negative 30s and 40s wind chill you guys had. Not at all. Mm-hmm. And today, right, I was looking at right now, it's 34 right now. It's going to be 57 is our high and sunny. So
what?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that sounds like July.
And I think we get 70 on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Great.
Never mind. I'm not going to ask you how you're doing anymore.
Yeah.
Wherever I go, there's always nice weather. How about that for you? See? I should move to Michigan and I'll bring the nice weather with me.
Yes, you should.
Okay. And Kyle, how are you doing? How's your dog and your weather besides, or just life in general?
Dog's great. Everybody's great. We're all great. We're happy. My daughter's even knocking at the door right now.
Awesome.
It's super cute. Last night, the furnace went out. That was fun.
Ooh.
I had to have an emergency tech call come that was expensive and late at night. So it was kind of a late night for us as the temperature in the house was dropping. But, you know, we got it resolved. And we just carry on.
Yeah.
I guess.
I remember, actually, I can tell you a story. When Avalon was a baby, we had just moved into our first house we'd ever bought. And the, not the furnace, it was whatever it was called, the thing, our heater wouldn't turn on, like the water heater, it wouldn't light. So we called the SoCal gas, the gas company came out. They said, well, we can't come in for 4 days. I go, we have a newborn baby, like literally 3 days old. And they go, we'll be there within 4 hours. So it was the best thing. We weren't lying. It wasn't like, you know, but that's the thing to know for the future. Right. You know, so because our house was super, it was like getting down to the 40s. It was just cold, you know, so we couldn't heat the house. So yeah.
Right.
They came right out. Yeah. They lit it and they took care of it and made sure there's no leaks. Newborn baby. They were very concerned, you know, for us, which was
so
awesome.
So if you need heat, just play the newborn baby card.
I've got a newborn. And then just have a recording inside of a blanket.
Oh my gosh.
There you go.
These are options. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Support that. But
okay. Yeah. How's biz real quick, Miss Sarah?
Biz is good. I am actually only taking on wedding industry projects right now, which is crazy. Wow. So anything else that comes to me, I'm referring out. And actually, as an interesting side note, this week, my husband and I launched a podcast.
Oh, that's right. I saw that tweet.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So he asked me about a year ago if we could start a relationship podcast. And I told him, no. Like, why would we start a relationship podcast? And he's pretty persuasive. So he wore me down over a little bit. And let's see, a few months ago, I said, if you can come up with 50 episode ideas,
nice,
then we can start a podcast.
Right.
So we started a note and we got to about 70 ideas and started recording 2 months ago. And it launched this week.
Nice. That's actually awesome. I mentioned that to Ellen way back. And the same thing. I got the same reaction from her. She's like, nope. So, and I just didn't feel, I was already busy enough with, you know, the show I had and the other stuff going on. I'm like, I never followed up with it with her on that one. So, and I was going to just mention for Kyle's, before he even asks a question, I did not buy any new domains in January or start any new businesses.
Wow.
Okay.
February is now, and that's a whole separate, we'll see what happens this month.
Yeah.
There is a domain expiring that I've wanted for a while. I can't say what it is. It's not working anymore. So the actual domain is now going to a dead page, and I've wanted it for a while. I'm hoping the person doesn't re-up it. You know, I think, I don't know. It's the forward is gone. It expires like on the 14th. I'm just hopeful that I can grab it.
Man, you're really stalking this domain name.
I am.
You are. You are. Too bad I'm already negotiating a price.
Dang it. Dang it.
Oh.
Sucker.
It's what I love. Sucker. Why do you want to buy ilovekyle.com?
Sarah, how can people check out this podcast if they're so fun? Yeah.
Nice segue. Oh,
thank you for asking. The podcast website is at budandsarah.com. That's budandsara.com.
Woohoo. We'll put the link to that in the show notes as well. Looking forward
to it. You, Sarah, have a lot of experience talking into a mic and speaking and recording content. Does Bud?
Not really. He was on a beer-related podcast here in Michigan. It's like a Michigan beer podcast.
Cool.
So that was his one podcast experience. But
okay.
He has a lot of experience talking.
Because he's an adult?
Because he likes to talk. So we just kind of put a microphone in front of him.
That's really all the qualification you need to be on a podcast.
That's it.
Really.
That's it.
Yeah. You know how to talk? Okay.
I would have thought so. I will say we actually recorded 5 episodes of it and threw them away because our amazing podcast editor, Jeff Large, he helped us set up the podcast and he gave us some really good feedback about it. And I was ruining the first few episodes, making us follow an outline and making it super stiff. So we threw away the first 5 and started over. And I'm really glad we did.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, outlines are terrible. But next up on ours is, I'm kidding. So, Kyle, biz, good, life, everything's good?
Life is good. If I may, I'm curious if anybody has any Super Bowl predictions, because that's tomorrow.
Who's playing?
At the time of this recording, it is tomorrow, yes. I will predict that a team will win.
Okay. Good.
A,
I got you down.
And just for the record, I did win our friendly wager, which we never really put out online anywhere. We wagered, like, what, a couple months ago, who was going to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but we didn't put anything on the line.
We didn't.
So you won, and now you don't get anything
right.
Other than
but,
bring it up.
But I, yeah, that's fine. So. I'm take the prop. So I called the Rams and the Patriots going to the Super Bowl. That was it. Not who's going to win, but just going.
And it was so close.
Oh, it was
so
brilliant.
Both of them went into overtime
right.
in the conference championships. Unheard of.
Right.
It was ridiculous.
So
it was ridiculous.
So I think just for that alone, I'm taking that for a point. I win.
Okay, you win a point.
I win a point.
Whatever.
Add that to the end of the year prediction.
Exactly. Recap. Exactly. So.
All right. Sarah, do you even tune in? Anything like that?
Oh yeah, because we got to watch the beer commercials.
Yeah.
So I predict that I will eat pizza and drink a Michelob Ultra. That is my Super Bowl prediction.
Okay,
that sounds like a good party.
I'm going to pull for the Rams. Being from Southern California, being an original Rams fan as a child, I'm going to pull for the Rams. I want them to win. I do. Simple,
right.
You know. I mean, I'd rather the 49ers win, but that they're not in it. So, anyway, clear leaders, a problem.
Yeah,
there.
All right. Not even close.
You, Kyle, do you want anyone to win specifically? Like, do you care? It's not the Packers. No. I know, right? It's not Aaron Rodgers.
This is just how it goes every year. It's always just, I don't know. It'll be fun to watch.
Yeah.
Last year was really fun to watch, actually.
Yeah, right. All right. Well, moving right along. We have a few. Kyle, you can do the first two.
You want me to go with the names that are hard to pronounce?
Right.
Mariek van der Raakt is the new CEO of Yoast.
Why do they have a new CEO?
Read the article and find
okay.
out.
Okay.
Daniel Bakuber now works for Food Blogger Pro.
Oh, cool. And Yvonne Elaine Myers, she's a friend. She used to be at Cloud Access. She's going back to school, and she's going to be going into a different career back into her love of equestrian pursuits. So pretty cool. She's very excited. So
great.
Yeah. So do you know Yvonne?
No.
No? I think I met her at a couple of WordCamps over the years. I could have sworn it was originally at A2, but maybe not.
That's possible. I didn't meet everyone who attended WordCamp Ann Arbor.
Okay. No, I thought you did. All right. Well, so congratulations to all of them and for their future and the changes. So there you go. All right, I'm going to start off because it's in the order. I'm wearing some workout gear because I just got back from working out with the guys. I'm drinking coffee, but not just any coffee. It's coffee in a JetBlue tumbler because I miss my wife. And she's a flight attendant, and she's out. She's in Vegas right now for a day and a half. I've seen her mom, but she's on work. So anyway, she's working in Vegas. But yeah, JetBlue. So, and I'm reading a new book, Breaking and Entering, The Extraordinary Story of a Hacker Called Alien. It's a nonfiction. I've always liked the genre of the hacker stories back, Clifford Stoll, The Cuckoo's Nest, Cuckoo's Egg, all that stuff. It's kind of like what I grew up doing sort of things. I don't want to talk about it. But yeah, that's what I'm reading. I can't talk about it because of the injunctions. So, all right.
Right. Yeah, statute of limitations don't apply yet.
And I'm wearing, besides workout gear, I'm also wearing I'm wearing a Beaver Builder cap, which is awesome. I got from the guys at Beaver Builder back at WordCamp US. Robbie brought one for me, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Neat. That's super neat. I'm wearing a Sandhills Brewing t-shirt and some Jilt socks and my WordPress slippers.
Wow.
And I'm drinking some coffee from a Keurig and reading Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. Done.
I'm so impressed with your reading.
Aw, gee. Thanks, Sarah.
And I love that series and can never put it down either. Right. So I can understand how you finally got past one book.
I think it's going to be great, by the way. Kyle, when your daughter gets old enough, you have to read it to her.
Yeah. Maybe. We'll see. They're long.
Yeah.
But I read the first four when I was a teenager. So this was like 15 years ago, but I never read the other three. So like as soon as I finish this one, I get to read the others that I've never read before.
I read the first one and I saw the movies.
Oh my gosh. I used to be so into it. Like went to the midnight launch party and didn't dress up, but
what house are you in?
Big deal.
Which house are you in?
Wow.
You know, I never self-identified with a house.
All right.
I did not, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I love them.
Okay, Muggle.
Cool.
All right, moving on. Sarah, what you got?
All right, I am wearing a winter jacket because it's so cold. The energy company asked everyone to lower their thermostats. Mm-hmm.
That's true. That's true. We got like an Amber Alert message at 10:30 at night.
Yes. I didn't know that you guys got that too. Yeah. Here we got one of those really scary messages that come through everyone's phone and play the scary noise that said, lower your heat. So we're like,
really? or we'll lower it for you.
Something. Yeah. So wearing my winter coat inside, I am drinking a water because I didn't have time to make a coffee. And I am reading The Road Back to You and Enneagram Journey to Self-Discovery.
How is that?
Sounds really dorky, but I'm so into it right now.
That's cool.
That's cool.
That's very cool. Yeah. It is cool. I looked into it when you posted that. I'm like, that looks interesting. I might have to put that on my list. So.
Yeah, fascinating. It's if you're not into the Enneagram, it's kind of a personality type system to help you understand yourself and others a little bit better. And
oh, I know what that is. Yeah.
Understanding yourself better. Yes.
Is it like the five love like the love languages, that kind of thing?
Kind of. But it's actually a personality that shapes a lot of the way you see the world and some of your greatest fears and motivations. So
is there like a numerical system?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So you'll hear people be like, I'm a four, or, oh, my husband is such an eight, or something like that.
Gotcha. So I have heard about this before. It sounded fascinating.
It really is.
Yeah. Interesting. I'll have to check that out. All right. Well, here, by the way, speaking out of numbers, but here's the thing.
Should know.
Chrisnomics.
A conference is coming back.
Chrisnomics.
For WordPress professionals.
Chrisnomics.
It's been away way too long.
Chrisnomics.
We'll gather together soon.
Chrisnomics.
And everyone will be there.
Chrisnomics.
If you skip out, then you suck.
Chrisnomics.
And your business is doomed to fail.
If you're not there this time, that will be such a bummer. The best event you'll find is in Arizona.
It's been secured.
Chrisnomics.
The contract has been signed.
Chrisnomics.
Cancel all of your plans.
Chrisnomics.
Until your ticket has been obtained.
Chrisnomics.
Sally and Josh have done.
Chrisnomics.
What nobody else can do.
Chrisnomics.
They've done it for 6 straight years.
Chrisnomics.
And Beyonce will be there too.
If you're not there this time, that will be such a bummer. The best event you'll find is in Arizona.
That's awesome. Chrisnomics.
Please tell me they sponsored this episode.
No.
Oh, we should send them a bill. They did.
Seriously.
So, I think we just have a new thing now called The Thing. And that's just going to be just some random thing that either Kyle and I put out there like this. This is like, I love this. This is one of my new favorite things is The Thing.
The Thing. Yeah. Anyway, Chrisnomics is coming back.
Yeah, no, year 6.
Yeah, tell me what you know. Do you know more than what's on Twitter?
That's it.
They tweeted that the contract for the venue has been signed.
Right. Yeah. I went number 5. I've only been once. It was amazing. Kyle's been twice.
Twice? Or 2 or 3 times.
2 or 3 times, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
And we'll get back to that. There's something relevant later to Pressnomics as well. Actually, should I? No, I'm not going to play. I tried to do something as well regarding Pressnomics, but it just didn't pan out yesterday.
It'll
actually come up in a deletable history in a couple months.
It could. Or you could put in another 2 minutes and it will probably be quite polished.
I don't know about that. So anyway, yeah. So hey, Kyle, guess what time it is?
It's time for Punxsutawney Phil to come out of his hole and hopefully not see his shadow. Do you guys know it's Groundhog Day?
Is it?
Really?
Well, it is the right time, but no, it's actually this. That's right. It's questions time. You sent them in. We read them. We researched them. And now it's time to give you some options. Are you ready? Who's ready? I'm ready. Nice. Sarah's ready. All right. First question is by... It's going to be asked by Kyle.
Joe Casabona writes, how has community involvement helped your business? Getting involved in the WordPress community for me has helped me by making it easy to leave my business behind and never look back. Ha!
Oh,
that's my answer.
Okay, so real quick, let's set the stage real, because Sarah had asked the question in the notes, was it about local community or WordPress community? And Kyle answered, let's talk about both. So with that in mind, you know, so I think there's two sides of the coin here, if you will. There's local and there's a WordPress community, right? There's an overlap, yes. But so Sarah, do you have any feedback on this or any, let's start with local.
Yeah. So local, my option for this, local community involvement has helped me get out of my house.
Oh,
perfect. What more do you need?
Yeah. I, as you saw this week, I had no reason to leave my house and thus stayed in my house for 3 days in a row. So when I was a little bit more involved in things like Business Networking International and was really looking to get local business for my agency, I definitely was a little bit more active in getting out, meeting people, talking to people face to face. And of course, those things also helped me connect with people that became clients for me.
Right. So, right. But, hashtag cabin fever. Hashtag no hermits.
Wow. You actually did on the camera. People can't see. He actually did the hashtag Justin Timberlake thing from SNL. Hashtag. Hashtag. He did it twice. That's crazy.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. On mine, I was going to say, I mentioned on local community. Actually, it helped my business in the sense I learned about teaching me about pricing and friendship and being taken advantage of and getting burned. I'm not bitter. So, yeah, local community, not at all. No. Right. When I first started, no. I mean, you know, you meet parents who needed a website. They had multiple sites. Can you get a discount? I'll give you 4 sites. Nope. Not anymore. It doesn't happen. So
right. The great local community where I learned, I became acquainted with dozens of multi-level marketing professionals and cookie bakers who wanted websites on trade. And
right.
I mean, they're not bitter at all.
They wanted to totally pamper chef my butt to a website build. So, you know.
Right.
So on the WordPress community side of things, amazing, supportive. Yes, I think the community involvement, my involvement, by far surpassed any expectations I ever had. I mean, 100%, seriously, 1,000%. I had no expectations. I knew when I saw went to a first WordCamp, when I saw someone speak, I wanted to be a part of this. It took a while. You have to build friendships and trust, but it's been nothing but supportive. Given leadership roles or asked to be a part of something in WordCamp LA, you know, I mean, I remember, and I don't know if I've told Kyle this, but Sarah may not know, I did not see myself whatsoever ever leading a WordCamp, you know, and then the lead WordCamp Los Angeles for the 2 years. And then it happened. Yeah, I could cry now about it. It was I had no agenda for myself. I just wanted to be a good camp. And the end result was it definitely lifted up my exposure and my notoriety, in a good way of me participating in the community. So yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
It is.
I think I can agree that WordPress community involvement has become something that I never imagined it would be. You know, I just thought I'd connect with some people on Twitter, but I've really developed a lot of friendships. I've shared hotel rooms with people I met online, you know, gone to visit people I met online. And it's become a whole group of people my husband calls your internet friends.
Right.
Your internet friends.
So yeah. Right. I love the friendships through the WordPress community. Oh, I guess the question though was, how has it helped your business?
Oh, right.
Certainly, I've gotten connected with new business, new clients, and a lot of people that have supported me in making a transition from a generalist to a specialist, which has been really important just to have people kind of cheering for you when you do something that feels really risky.
Right. No, I mean, you know, case in point, as far as the answer then that he asked, what you just mentioned about the business perspective, I've met and hired people, and I've referred business, I've gotten business from other people in the community, and I have 2 people that work for me part-time, you know, as needed, because of the community. Simple as that. You know, I met Alex at WordCamp Dayton, I think is where I met him first, and he does some work for me now. He's awesome. He reached out at the right time, at the right moment, and it's been really good. And he listens to the show, so hi, Alex. So, you know, he's awesome. And we get along really well. We understand each other, expectations, communications. It's amazing. Scott Rummery, another person who's from Michigan.
Yeah.
Met him in Phoenix because he left Michigan for a bit, was living in, moving west, lived in California. We became good friends, did some work for me. He's back in Michigan now. Same thing. So the business perspective has been amazing. So yeah, the community. Yeah.
What about you, Kyle? Well, I guess you found a job through the community.
Right. There are all those obvious reasons, I guess, that the community has helped me. I did make friends. I did learn a lot. I did get clients. I did find employees. I did find jobs. I found my business partner years ago. And all of these things, the events that I participate in and help organize, the podcasts that I run and I'm on, even my wardrobe is all attributed to my participation in the community. I like to focus on maybe on some of the other underappreciated benefits. One has been building my confidence, and I don't know the best way to put this concisely, but when you operate in isolation, you don't get to see what everyone else is doing, and you don't get to see how they solve the same problems and how stressed they are and what they are excited about and how they're spending their time. You don't really understand who's trying to do what you do. And you can get some of this from online, but it's not quite the same. And seeing this firsthand was important for me. I was able to get an understanding of where I fit into the ecosystem and where I was really able to stand out. I was able to experience moments where I said to myself, well, if that person can do this thing that I'm apprehensive about, surely I can. And also moments where I thought, you know, I'm not really as awesome as I may have thought. a great mix of like uplifting moments and humbling moments, all of which were very valuable. So I don't know if you guys have had those kinds of experiences where, you know, maybe you have an invitation to something but lack the context, so you don't know how to prepare or what to expect. Like, a party you don't know what to wear for, or maybe a speaking engagement and you don't know, like, what's the makeup of this audience? Like, how many people will they be? What are they interested in? Is this professional? Or is this, like, you know, I don't really know who's going to be on the other stages and how I'm going to fit into this mix, all that kind of stuff. Getting involved in the community helps you understand the context and where you fit into the ecosystem. And that really helped me.
Mm-hmm. I still think, and I will say this more time because your dad will agree with me, you have to stop negating your own worth and value and work.
Yeah, you keep telling me that.
I know.
Did I?
No, not too much this time. You're close. You're almost there. But yeah, you're good. Okay. You did well. Young Padawan.
Okay. Good.
Thank yeah. You. It's tough. I mean, like, I remember going to speaker sponsor dinners early in my quote WordPress career, if you will, for work camps, and feeling really like, do I belong here?
Yeah.
You know, and some people may find that surprising because, yeah, I mean, I'm a big guy. I'm fairly outspoken. You know, I mean, you know, just as far as the presence, I may carry myself one way. On the inside, I'm thinking, do I belong here? And I would be really nervous showing up at these speaker-sponsored dinners specifically.
Yeah, I can't imagine you being intimidated by anything.
On the outside, right. Thank you. So, but you know, it's how we perceive ourselves within the community, right? So now I'm like, I own this plate. No, I'm kidding.
You're someone that never negates the value that he brings to the table.
Right. Verbally, no. I just say thank you. I mean, I used to do the same thing. I mean, I used to people would say, hey, I listen to the Kitchen Sink WP podcast, and I would say, oh, why? I'm sorry. You'd kind of negate that. You know, go down that road. Like, oh, you know, I don't do that anymore. I came back around to saying saying thank you. I appreciate your support.
That's so good. I feel the same way about what I just launched. Mm-hmm. And people are like, oh my gosh, I listened to the first two episodes. And I'm like, were they okay? Did you hate them? Like, I know we're a little awkward. Like, we're just getting into it. Give us a little time. We're going to figure it out.
Right. You don't need to say that. Just say thank you. All you need to say is thank you. Whether they liked it or not.
Why do we need to say that?
Why do you need to say thank you?
No, I mean, like, why is our inclination to just make
self-doubt
excuses?
Right. Yeah.
Well, I think we've all listened to something that is what we want to be and aspire to be as far as like ease of it in a podcast sense, like how well produced it is and how fun and entertaining it is. And, you know, we don't perceive our own work to be as entertaining or as well produced or as good. So it's like, don't expect it to be that thing. Hmm. You know, my podcast is not the Get Options podcast as far as production quality.
Go on.
Are you making fun of us right now?
Wait a minute.
No. You guys know how much I love this podcast.
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome. Anything else we want to add to Joe's question? It's more of a feedback question versus an optional thing. It's like there's, you know, yeah. And the, I guess an option would be a hermit. If you don't, no, I mean, or I mean, it's more of a feedback. So I think, but I appreciate the question. I do. I think it was a good question to have. So
I really don't believe that it is healthy for humans to live in bubbles, or I think isolation is just not good for people.
And it's, well, unless you have like really low immune system, you know. Like a boy in the bubble thing.
Sure. Yeah, join the Slack community then.
Okay.
Like the business of WordPress Slack community.
No.
Which is the best.
Wow. The best. Nice plug.
The best.
That was good. All right. Second question. This one is from Tara. How do you pay yourself when you own your own business? Schedule regular paychecks, just pay yourself willy-nilly. Very technical finance terms there. Okay.
Thanks, Tara.
Yeah. There's some options here.
You're supposed to get paid when you own your own business?
Wait, are you looking at my notes? Wait a minute. So
that's what I
no,
that's something I just forgot to do. Nobody told me.
So let me, I'll mention this. I do pay myself willy-nilly. I transfer money 1 to 2 times a month to our joint checking account or to the rent account to cover bills. Probably not the best way to do it, but there you have it. Is that wrong? Should I be doing it differently? Now I'm just depressed, saddened, and I just want to thank Tara for making me feel this way right now, which sucks. Jeez. Wait. I do have a separate business checking account and a credit card for the business, so I guess that's good. I'm on the right track there, but yeah, I don't have an LLC currently in North Carolina. I don't pay myself as an all that situation. I keep thinking about doing it from year in year. I mean, every year I've thought about doing it again, resetting it up and paying myself a something, but I don't know. I need to go talk to somebody to do that, and that costs money, you know.
Right. Yes. And if you had money, you'd be paying yourself.
Right. I wouldn't want to pay. I don't know. It's, yeah. I mean, I do claim deductions. I do itemize. I do the really, a fairly good job of literally separating expenses as far as business and personal. Some stuff kind of bleeds in a little bit, but I do a pretty good job there. But I don't keep a month-to-month P&L. I haven't in the last few years. It's just, it's almost like I hate doing that part of it, so I don't, right?
Oh. Adam, you're giving me anxiety.
But I will
say, willy-nilliness, I just can't handle right now.
It's Tara's fault. But I will say that this last year for 20, say, what was it? This was last year, 2017, 2018, I posted a profit to the government. Government saw a profit because I couldn't not have a profit for the first year in many years. So it wasn't much. Showed a profit, and I got a refund because we moved across the country that same year. So, and I have, you know, 3 kids and stuff. So it worked out, but I posted a profit, got a refund. How's that work? I don't know.
Great.
It was awesome. This year, I'm not sure what's going to happen this year now with the new tax laws for 2018 and itemized deductions from a business perspective. I don't know. I'm a little concerned, but I don't do quarterlies. I don't do any of that. Yeah, okay. Go on, Sarah.
So you're Captain Willy Nilly, Adam, and I don't really run a business anymore. Right. And
how did you guys do it before?
I don't know. It was
willy nilly.
It changed over the years as the company's stability grew. We always paid ourselves monthly as owners,
but not the same amount every month.
That was our routine, but the amount varied for the first few years based on what was available. Mm-hmm. And then we, after a couple of years, we were able to establish a base salary for each of us.
Nice.
And then
were you incorporated? Were you like an actual LLC? S Corp, how did that work?
I think we were an LLC, but I feel like you and I haven't done anything brilliantly. Like, Sarah should be talking right now.
Okay, go.
She actually does it right. Okay. Sarah, you take over. Don't listen to the stupid guys over here who don't know how to run a business.
You know, I don't know if I do it right as much as I really like structure in everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm an Enneagram 3, so I throw that out there for any Enneagram fans. And so I really like structure and making sure I'm doing things that might be in the right way. And I actually go through at the beginning of every year and do a line by line budget.
I saw
for
that
for my business for the next year.
I still wanted to copy that, but nope.
it's a lot of work. Yeah. And I didn't do it for a while. I did it for the first time last year. And what I'm doing is actually projecting what I think is realistic for income in several different lines. So I think we'll make this much every month for web design and SEO, et cetera. And then I project expenses as well. Like, I know how much my tools cost and the other expenses we might have for coworkers and everything else. And then I can figure out what is a logical monthly salary for myself. So I do just have a check that automatically gets set from the business bank account to my personal bank account every single month in the same amount. And anything okay. above that, I don't consider my money. It's the business's money. We'll use it to invest back in
but
something in the future.
In order to do that, you have to do that. And then you have to set that up correctly tax-wise because it's still income. It came into the business. So it's, so in theory, you've talked to, let's say, a CPA or a tax, somebody, a professional to set this up properly so that way you track it as you got income A, but it still might be more money for the company that has to pay taxes on, right?
Yeah. Okay. So my accountant actually processes the payroll.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
So it's done as payroll to me.
And you have deductions that way as well?
Probably. That I don't know much about.
Hey, Miss Willie.
My accountant handles that, so I'm just trying to stay in my lane.
Right. And that's the thing. I mean, it's not hard to do. It has to be set up. You want to make sure it's right. You want to make sure you hire someone who's good. And again, for people listening, we are not financial advisors. We're not licensed. So take this all with a grain of salt as far as, talk to a professional, not us.
Yeah. Don't call Adam your accounting doesn't go well.
I mean, I will tell you for the first, I've been doing my own business off and on for 20 years. And before we had kids, I was doing consulting for Apple stuff and Macintosh consulting. I was to the penny every month for balancing our checking, our books. My books and my wife and I had a joint account even when we were dating for rent and bills. And to the penny. Once kids came along, changed everything. It's just one of those things that I just didn't keep up with after a while. And yeah. I'm getting better this year so far. I'm tracking every income for an expense month to month, day to day. Cause I want to track it like in an Excel spreadsheet. It's not hard. You just have to do it once a week. You gotta make it a habit. So,
yep.
And then you want to add to that, Mr. Kyle?
No. Then,
Kyle, you're not running a business anymore. Now you're an employee. So you just, you get paid.
Right.
Right. Kyle's smart. Kyle's smart. So
yeah.
Anyway. All right. So, yeah. We're gonna move on. I guess we have some couple segments. Here's the first one.
All right. It's time for deletable history.
Like that.
What is that?
That's awesome.
Oh, it's been a while since we've used it. Yeah. So, who wants to go first?
Oh, I didn't know you even had that.
Yeah. Who wants to go first?
Do mine first. Yeah.
All right. So Kyle's is an audio clip.
Wait. Let me preface it.
Preface it.
Personomics is back in conversation again.
Right.
And that's the context here. When I got the news about Personomics coming back, I was reminded of a very early piece that I put together just to share with Adam. It was just like on my phone or something stupid. And years ago, we used to write a lot of raps to each other all the time. They're really bad. It's just how we communicated, basically, was just through raps. And at that time, I don't know. I was just excited about seeing everyone at Pressnomics because I was going for the first time. But a lot has happened since then. Mm-hmm. I've attended a bunch. I've met a lot of people. I've traveled a lot since then. So now, I would be excited to go, but then I had these moments of nervousness because, and this is kind of a theme for the episode, I had some sense of imposter syndrome. I knew that Pressnomics was like this really big event attended by the who's who. And, the year prior, Matt Mullenweg attended and spoke, and Jeff Chandler and Brian Kreisgaard were writing all about how all the big deals in the industry were being made at Pressnomics. And it just sounded very intimidating. Like, where do I fit into this? I'm just some nobody who runs a unknown company. And anyway, I felt like an imposter. So I wrote this little piece, never to share with anyone beyond Adam.
So anyway. So I took it, by the way, and I added a audio track and video, like some stills, which we won't be able to see here. Maybe I'll link to that in the show notes if Kyle's okay with it.
I don't know if I am.
Okay.
Although they're good. They make it better.
Yeah. It was just a rap that he sent, just recorded, kind of just straight rap, no audio. I added a sound bed to it. So I will play it now, and here you go.
Yo, yo. Yo, yo. Yo, yo. I got my Mac on my left, coffee to my right, checking all the deets for my upcoming flight. I'm excited about to you, I shouldn't need to explain. I'm just out like John Denver on a big jet plane. Monday morning I'll check in at American Airlines. Probably try to arrive around 9:15. Then I'll board my first ever solo flight. Hopefully I'll figure it all out alright. I'm a bit apprehensive about going alone. I never spent too much time traveling on my own. But the thing that makes me quiver much more than this is perusing the Prestonomics attendees list. Man, I'm such an imposter and I don't belong. I can't fight this feeling that I'm doing this wrong. I've never done much and nobody's impressed. I'm like that sixth man without a name on Galaxy Quest. But I do believe these folks that I'll be hanging around at this event are among the best that can be found. I'll be sipping with Pippin and the EDD crew, having laughs with Rebecca and Corey Miller too. I just gotta believe that I'm on the brink of making a name for myself. But man, what do you think?
Which is brilliantly foreshadowing the fact that he now works.
That's what I was gonna say.
Right. I remember when he got the job, I went right back and I'm like, huh, look at that. Yeah, you gotta. I'll send you the visuals to this, Sarah, so you can see the visuals, because the visuals make it that much better. It's a good rap. The music so helped, good. And then the visuals are just kind of my little spin on that too. So
yeah.
So I didn't know that you guys did all this rapping and music creation far before Get Options.
Yes.
Yeah.
Far before.
Yeah. A lot.
Right. So
it's awesome. And what year was that beautiful piece from?
Ooh.
Probably 15. Probably 2015.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah, because I went in 2016. Yeah, so it was 2015. Yeah, that's about right. So yeah, I mean, so now Kyle wants to consider that deletable. That's sad. It's sad. Okay.
No, it's just history.
Right.
It's just history.
Okay. So did you guys? I put a link in the show notes. Did you see my little clip? Did you watch that?
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
No.
I said it says watch and comment. I guess what I can do. So why don't you guys?
I thought you meant we were all going to watch and comment together.
Well, you need to hear it. It's super short. It's old, previous, one of my companies. Go ahead and watch it and comment. I can cut part of this out if I have to.
Okay. It's 11 seconds long?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh.
This is so cute.
So explain what you see, and then, you know.
Is there...
Film strips.
Film strips. Wow. Did you make this yourself?
Oh, yeah.
It's like a little...
Ooh,
I don't know what
this is.
It's one of those things.
It's a trailer. It's my bumper for my video production company that I used to have with Silver Lining Productions, this old school film strips, and then like a sound effect. But it's like the rickety reel-to-reel film sound effect to it. I'll put a link in the show notes. People can watch that.
Okay, so this would be like the MGM Lion before a film that
Before these big movies I was about to produce.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh,
it
man.
It has a very vintage feel to it.
Right. So I'll put a link to the show notes. So I'll put that over on my Wistia account. People can watch this. It's really bad. So it's from my perspective, it's 11 seconds of deletable history.
Very cute.
Yeah. It looks like it should precede like a Charlie Chaplin.
Right. Exactly.
Marx Brothers film.
Okay. So it's pretty basic. Okay. Sarah, what do you have for us?
Well, I don't think there's anything more embarrassing and deletable than old social media posts.
So true.
So I did a little scouring just this morning for some old tweets, and I found one that I really think is a gem. I don't know if it's... You know, it's not deletable necessarily, but it really does show some history. So one of my first tweets on June 29th, 2011, I wrote, maybe I shouldn't ask my computer to surf the internet, run TweetDeck, play a CD, open Excel, and close a Word doc at the same time. Hashtag slow. And I really loved the play a CD part. Can you imagine playing a CD on your computer? My Mac doesn't even have a CD drive.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
That reminds me of those days. That reminds me of the days when Facebook used to say, you know, it'd say your name and says is. Right? So Sarah Dunn is. And you'd put in like what you're doing or feeling. Right. So.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually asked Kyle if you guys had read some old social media posts because I thought I remember you guys talking about the is.
Yeah, I think we did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are some of my favorite.
All right, cool. That's a little bit of deletable history. Sarah, we'll put a link to that, or we'll paste that in the show notes. So,
yeah. And as a fun side note, I realized as I was scrolling back, my Twitter handle Sarah11D. I didn't use my full name because I actually at the time when I created it didn't want anyone to know it was me.
Sounds about right.
I just wrote Sarah D in my bio and tweeted whatever I wanted.
Nice. All right.
That's great. Good. That so much of the internet operates that way still. Yeah.
Good stuff. All right. So, hey, it's time for, we have two segments this week. Here's time for the second one.
It's time for the personal question.
Nice. So dramatic. All right, Kyle, you're asking me first.
All right, Adam, you're on deck. Are you prepared for the question?
I don't think
so. It's going to get really personal.
I'm always nervous when these come out. I really am.
I know. We're never that personal.
Okay.
I don't know.
Go. Hit me.
Usually they're pretty tame. Okay. I've asked you, we've done this segment a lot. I've asked you questions in the past about your kids. I've asked about your parents. I've asked even about your grandparents. I've never asked you any during this segment about your siblings.
Ooh.
I know you live far apart and don't see each other very often. And I know how relationships with my own siblings have changed a lot as we've grown. What are the moments when you miss your sister the most?
Can I take the fifth?
You got to describe something here.
What are the moments where I miss my sister the most?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I love my sister. I think it's changed. I mean,
wait, why do you miss your sister at all? Do you not see her?
Well, she lives in California.
Oh, got it.
She's in Northern California. She's 3 and a half, almost 4 years older than me. We became friends the day she moved out to college. I mean, I was a bratty younger brother by far. I was immature. I say was. That's right. She and I have a strong bond in regards to parts of our family dynamic of how we grew up, but we both have different takes on that. And I totally agree with that fact is she grew up in her perception of growing up with our parents different than I was. I mean, I'm the baby of the family, so I miss her, yes, but we talk a lot. So I don't feel like I miss her that much. These days, I mean, we talk, so she probably calls me at least once or twice a week, or I'll call her every other week, you know. So, yeah, I mean. So.
I feel like a phone call every week is pretty good. I definitely don't talk to my brother that often.
Yeah. I mean, it's a tough one, but yeah, there you have it. All right, that's all I'm going to say to that. That's all I'm going to say to that. So.
The end.
Okay.
All right. Sarah, you ready for yours?
I think so.
Okay. Sarah, what would you tell your 18-year-old self about golf, business, and love?
Oh, man. About golf.
For those who don't know, you went to college on a golf scholarship.
Yes. I played on the golf team for 4 years. My 18-year-old self, I would definitely say about golf, keep playing, but don't take it too seriously.
the Lady Dragons, right?
What's that?
Wasn't the Lady Dragons?
That's right. Dragons Golf. And I loved playing golf in college. And you know what I would tell my 18-year-old self? Don't listen to any of the coaches that are telling you to speed up your swing, which I never did. And now I still hit it really consistently. So I'm glad I never did anything crazy with my swing. So that's what I'd say about golf.
Okay.
Business. I might have told myself about business to get a job somewhere else for longer. So I've almost always worked for myself, except for an internship that I did at the Kellogg Company in college. And I worked on their web team for a summer. And that is the only time I have ever had a boss, really had coworkers and a team. And I kind of wish I understood the idea of management and team building and those kind of things a little bit better, because I've kind of had to figure all of that out in business. So it might have been helpful to have a stable job for a little bit longer and soak up some things about the way companies actually work instead of having to invent all of it from scratch by myself.
Wow.
And last thing you said was about love. If you really like your partner, even when you're 18, there's no reason to doubt that. So my husband and I have dated since I was 14.
Wow.
And yes. And I still remember people saying when I chose a college that he went to, they were kind of like, don't you want to try dating someone else? And I was just like, no, why would I end a relationship with someone who treats me really well just to see what else is out there? And now looking back on that a lot of years later, it was the right choice. So I think I would just give myself a little encouragement.
So don't doubt true love.
Yeah.
Okay. That's impressive.
Wow.
Cool.
Very positive on all fronts.
Yeah.
Like you feel pretty good about the choices you made and would just encourage yourself mostly.
I that's an interesting thing that you took away from that. I guess so. I don't tend to really dwell too much on the negative of the past.
That's good.
So I think a lot of the things that have gone wrong, I've learned from. So I don't, sitting here just on the spot, I can't really think of something to be like, 18-year-old Sarah, make sure you don't do this thing.
Sure.
Actually, real quick, I miss my sister's back massages. Okay, good. Whew.
You just needed a little more time.
I did. Yeah, it was an awkward Maybe question.
The personal question should come with some thinking time in yes. advance.
I think I'm going to edit out that first those first sections. Okay, go on. So okay, right, so now right. now Sarah,
you get to do that, then I get that luxury as well.
No, I'm the editor, so no, you don't.
Well, actually, Kyle does get some luxury because he knows what's coming for him from me. Mm. On the personal questions front, because I actually posed this as a question for Get Options, but it's not really a question with options. I just want to know more about Kyle's big month abroad, the trip with his wife and daughter, where you're going to spend a month in Europe. And I wanted to ask you, what do you plan on your work schedule to be like when you're in Europe for a month? And is there anything you're excited or concerned about for the trip?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Yeah, so much. It's very easy for me to go off the rails here because this is like all we talk about now and has been for quite a while. So we're like very actively planning this and thinking, and it's one of the bigger things on my mind. And I don't know, especially for people like you guys have traveled a lot. You guys have done a lot more than I have. I've just hopped around the U.S. for a bunch of weekend trips and not much more. So it's a big deal for us to go overseas, especially taking a little one. But last year, we kind of made this decision that this is important to us. This is the lifestyle that we want to raise her in. And we don't believe in living in bubbles, and that isolation is bad, and exposing yourself to the bigger world is good and healthy. So we want to do that. And also, you know what? We can. We know a lot of people who can't, but we can. So maybe we should. There's nothing stopping us from going out and seeing things. So I would love to do this a month abroad in a different place every year, if possible. This is going to be our first attempt, and we finally committed to do it. We're going to Budapest in mid-May, and I'm going to be working most of the time. I'll take some days off to see some sites and stuff, but I'm going to probably get a membership for a month at a co-working space in the area. And Budapest turns out is kind of a digital nomad hub. So there's a lot of people doing that there and a lot of co-working spaces. And I've never done anything like that in any context, let alone in a traveling one. So I'm looking forward to the daily routine of getting up, leaving the apartment that we rented and walking to a co-working space and getting to work side by side with a lot of other people like me living this digital lifestyle. And that sounds really fun to me, just getting to do that. I like working from home and I like the lifestyle that I live, but like just getting the chance to do that, what a lot of other people do every day, sounds like a fun experience to me. So I'm pretty stoked about that. And you asked about things that I'm nervous about. You know, some parts of the trip sound a little intimidating. There's a lot that I have been warned about by things. It's really easy to read like horror stories of people who with trips that didn't go well. You know, like if I were to go down like the review trail and read a lot of blog posts, I'll inevitably find a lot that make me or us nervous. These stories about, you know, hiring transportation that didn't show up and getting lost in a place where no one spoke your language and a pickpocket scenario and all these strange things or a need to go to the hospital and that turning out to be not what the experience that we have here or something like that. All those things, you know, a little bit of nervousness about. I am maybe a little nervous that like by the end of the trip, we have a few things planned, like some other stops along the way. And I'm hoping that we're not homesick by then and can still enjoy some of these other sites that we're going to see. Because this will be by far the longest trip either of us.
Are you concerned about you, that you may not, you just might want to just stay?
No, that never crossed my mind.
Right. That's what I thought you were going to say, right. Actually.
So what about the time shift and work? Because it's 6 hours ahead of Eastern.
I don't know. It's not a big deal. Still, there's like a third of our team is based in Europe anyway. Oh, okay. So we'll get to be more aligned with them. And
okay.
It won't be that big difference for me.
And I might.
I think it's so. Sorry.
Go ahead, Sarah.
I think it's so cool that you haven't really been abroad, and you're like, let's go all in and just move abroad for a month. that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. I wanted to do something that's not a vacation. Our original idea was let's just live somewhere else. And we were thinking, not so far away. Like, I have some other friends who do the travel around the US thing, maybe in a camper, or I have another good friend who is like, well, I'm doing a month in Portland, then a month in Albuquerque, and then a month in Denver, and in these Airbnbs with my wife. And I was like, that just sounds nice, because all we've been doing is these weekend trips. So I've been all over to Nashville and Miami and Boston and San Diego and all these places, but all I ended up seeing was a conference center and a couple restaurants. I didn't experience these great places. So what if we just rented an Airbnb and stayed there for a whole month and got to enjoy it? Then we broadened the conversation very quickly to what if we went outside the U.S.? And the idea is to live and actually experience life there. More than just have a vacation and take in the culture.
So why only a month? Why not 3 months?
Well, a lot of reasons.
Okay,
but this is a busy year.
Yeah.
We've got friends' weddings, right, and other word camps and all that stuff.
Okay. Cool. I think I might see you there, by the way. You know that, right?
Cool, man.
I want to surprise you somewhere in Europe.
Go right ahead.
Right on.
Well, Kyle will already have a favorite restaurant to take you to, because it's his new hometown.
I'm looking for spicy tuna, spicy tuna hand roll. So that they have that in Budapest, some sushi.
They have goulash.
Goulash, spicy tuna goulash.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is it for this episode. Kyle, you want to take us out?
Yeah, I wanted to earlier, but I'm going to now. I wanted to make a big thanks to a few people who just recently have come out to express their appreciation for the show. So Joey J on Twitter has been very vocal about his support for Get Options, as has Alex Gustafson has pinged both of us to tell us what he appreciates about the show, and even get good feedback about some of the aspects of the show we weren't really appreciating that some of our listeners may enjoy. And Sarah, of course, has been a strong supporter. Honestly, I don't, without Sarah's very vocal support over the last couple of years, I don't know. I would be questioning it a lot more than I do, but Sarah's always just been such a great cheerleader for us. And Tara Glaze as well, very supportive. John Locke had nice things to say on Twitter, winning endorsement. Patty Shetler, whom I don't know, said something great about a recent episode, as did at Just Miro, another person that I don't know. And even my dad texted me about why he appreciates the show. So that's very, very nice. Thank you to all those great people who told us how they felt about this show. And we feel rejuvenated and very excited about the next season of this show.
Yeah.
So there. And we want your questions, as always. Send those to questions@getoutspodcast.com, or go to our website, leave us a voicemail, or dump something in our contact form, blah, blah, blah. Listen to the songs on SoundCloud. And other stuff, I guess. I don't know.
One last thing before I take us out on social media. The other person is Guy Cincinnati. I think, I don't know if I pronounce his last name correct. He's down in Miami. Met him at Work Camp Miami last year. Fabulous supporter also of the show. And he let me know he thought we'd stop recording because he listens to it on Stitcher, and it stopped pulling the feed at episode 50. So I fixed that last week, and now he has 30 hours to catch up on. So he's very excited. So thanks, Guy, for letting me know, and thanks for being a fan of the show. All right.
That's great.
Other than that, you can find us online, Twitter primarily, at @get_options. Kyle's at Mr. Kyle Maurer. I'm at Hey Adam Silver. Sarah's at Sarah11D, so Sarah11D, and SoundCloud @get_options. Say goodbye, Kyle and Sarah.
Goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle and Sarah.